The Bible is parallel with this in Acts 2:44 and verse 47. It goes and say, all those who believe were together and had all things in common, and the Lord added daily to their members those who are being saved. People who share a common direction and a sense of community can get where they are going quicker and easier when they are traveling on the thrust of one another, as the geese does. This is the principle of synergy. Synergy is two or more agents working together to produce a result not attainable by any other agents independently. We see this with nitro and glycerin. As we know, we get explosion together, and which cannot be attained separate. And we also see in the Bible, they give our practice as the practice of two by two, as this synergy. In Mark 6:7, it reads, and he called upon him the 12, and began to send forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. In Luke 10:1, it also talks about this, that after things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Acts 13:2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work unto I have called them. In the Old Testament it says, in Galatians 4:9, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. And going also along with that first fact, geese fly together, we should say that geese benefits from mutual edification. Geese stay with the flock. When a goose falls out of formation and his side is going to do it alone, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of trying to go it alone. So it quickly gets back into formation, taking advantage of the lift created by the birds in front of it. Now the Bible give us a verse parallel with this, saying, the body is one, yet as many members, and all the members of the body, though there are many, are one body. This is in 1 Corinthians 12:12. And we have much sense as the goose, as geese, we'll stay in formation with those who are headed where we want to go. We'd be willing to accept their help and give our help to others. Strong Christians appreciate the value of mutual edification. In Hebrews 3:12-14, it reads, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Also Hebrews 10:24-25 is what we practicing as we come here today to worship. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as seen by the day approaching. In church, we understand the remaining body of Christ is a matter of salvation by remaining in the body of Christ. Geese shares the burden. When the lead geese gets tired of his flying, his migration, he rotates back into the wing and another goose fly the point of position. Now we have some parallels in the Bible also with this, Ephesians 4:16. The whole body being fitted and held together but what every joint supplies according to the working of each individual part causes the growth of the body. You can't reach your destination or goal unless everybody does their share of the work. In church as well as in family, you can't just think of yourself or being your own little world. You have to take turns doing the hard work. You have to be willing to sacrifice so the entire flock, whether it be the Lord's flock or geese or the flock of your family, can arrive at its goal. As members of the body of Christ, we are to do our part, each one of us. Ephesians 4:16 states, from whom the whole body fits jointly together and compact, by which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body upon the edifying of love itself. Too often, and sometimes I think, I'll be guilty of this myself, too often our brethren become burned out because other brethren just won't help out. So we must always check ourselves on that idea of helping and being part of this body of the church. Geese encourage those who lead, and they encourage each other. The Bible verse, that parallel with that is Hebrews 3:13. I'll read part of it. But encourage one another day after day. We see that geese are smart enough to keep their leaders motivated so their entire formation can move ahead. They know that if they try to undermine the leadership, they will cause the destruction of the entire flock. A lesson that should be lost for those who see criticism as the only contribution to their family or to their church. We need to keep making sure our honking is encouraging. Now, we know we can understand what the Greek is saying, what he's honking, but since we said that God, they're trying by the instinct, they're not saying you're going the wrong way. In groups where there's encouragement in production, it becomes much greater. The power of encouragement, and the power of courage means to stand by one's own core values and encourage the heart and core of others. And this power of encouragement is the quality of the honking that we should be seeking in our body and congregation. Such words like these should always be on our mind and should be in our purpose in all things we do and activities we have in the church. Ephesians 4:9 states, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Colossians 4:6 states, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that he may know how he ought to answer every man. My last facts about geese. The geese care for one another. Ephesians 4:9-11 states, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. For how can one be warm alone? And one can overpower him who is alone, who can resist him? A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. In other words, if we have much sense as a geese, we will stand by each other in difficult times as well as when we are strong. In this world today, it seems like the natural impulse is to discard, disown, and disparage, that's not my word, who are having problems. But the geese teach us that every member of the block is important. And sometimes it's a challenge, but we must seek to find that part of that person that is important, because many times he don't know it, or she may not know it herself. Another benefit in working together in the congregation, especially for me, is the duty of spiritual brethren. That we know that we are all gone for that one accord. Galatians 6:1, it states, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in fault, yet which are spiritual, restore just as one in spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ." In my conclusion, we know by instinct, as I said before, God gave geese the wisdom to succeed in their flight and migration. And by His word and by His creation, God give us wisdom to succeed in our spiritual journey, which is through the scriptures and the courage of each other and the edification and examples of the prophets and apostles in the scriptures. One thing we must also learn that was in my thing first my mind, that geese, they don't procrastinate. They must leave on time from the weather. Otherwise, they'll get caught and may freeze and not make it to a destination going south where the warmth and the heat is. This is the same thing with men, and this is my invitation. If you are not part of the church, we of the congregation urge you to study so you may become convicted by the words and be added to the church. If you are part of the church and you find yourself falling weak at some times and need repentance, we urge you to come forth or of yourself repent, for it's too late. As we learn in our morning classes, there will be a mitigation for all men one time. Thessalonians talks about it. Where we all should go up and we all should be judged. If you have any needs, will you please come forth as we sing in the closing hymn.